And this is Mistress Brighton of SplashingPhoneSex.com, and today's blog is all about public splashing humiliation, embarrassing food play ideas, part one. Now, the reason there's a part one is because one of my callers actually wants to do this, and so part two will be our experience playing together doing public splashing. So, this is something that we've discussed as a form of getting your kinky on safely, because if you shove a pie in your clothes, nobody will know that you have a pie in your clothes unless it starts to seep through, and then you just look like the messy freak that just soiled himself. So I'd like to know, how many of you have the or like the idea of doing something naughty in public? We all know that in reality, for logistical and ethical reasons, it would be unwise to attempt acting out some of your fantasies publicly, because you want to be smart about that. However, you can always play with your food. Always. Even in public, you can play with your food. But since we're talking about public splashing humiliation, this would mean doing so in such a way that only someone paying close attention would catch on. In this case, you'd keep your clothes on and put the food in. And it is it's actually quite easy to get a few wet and messy items to publicly splash with. And the best thing is that most people wouldn't notice because, you know, they're going about their day and they're hustling and bustling and trying to get their stuff done. The challenge would be in how messy the food is and if the food is visible through the clothing that you're wearing. So if it gets to the point where you're doing wet and messy and the wet starts to seep through your clothing, and you're walking and like a piece of glazed apple falls out of your pants leg, then you might get a few strange looks. If people see like whipped cream falling out of your shirt, they may make comments. They may wonder if you're okay. They may wonder if, like, I don't know. The possibilities are endless. So for those of you that like public humiliation, this is a great way to be just subtle enough to arouse your senses without getting into trouble. So how do you top off walking around with food in your undies? Well, obviously, end game is you have to eat it. And if coming is involved, you've got to eat that too. So sometime this week, my subject will be calling back and doing a live session with me, guiding them through the process, and I will be blogging about their public splashing experience. And for the rest of you, I want to know if you're brave enough to give that a shot. Give me a call, 1-800-601-6975, ask for Brighton, and just a reminder, do not forget we are doing the 12 days of decadence, which means you get a free 10-minute call every day at the designated times. So tomorrow, if you call between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Eastern time on the 18th, you get 10 minutes free. You can add those 10 minutes to a longer call. You can add them to a splashing session, or you can just do the 10 minutes just to like say hi to your favorite splash queen mistress. I would love that. So I hope to hear from you guys, and I want to hear about your splashing humiliation kink too, if you have one. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.